Hello again, everyone. It's Art Gelwicks. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode than I normally do because I am recording the video part of this episode at the same time as I am recording the podcast part. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll probably want to pop over to the YouTube channel to actually be able to see the text and the demonstrations that I'm talking about. If you're watching this on video and you really just rather listen to it after the fact, pop over to the podcast and you can pull down the episode and listen to it. It'll be episode 76. So let's talk about this idea of one tool or many tools. And if you've listened to me on any number of the different podcasts that I've participated in, you'll know I have a very mixed approach to should you have one tool for everything or should you have multiple tools that are specialized for the purposes that you need. And I, being a longtime IT person in the field for more than 30 years, am a firm believer in not having single points of failure. And this concept of having a singular tool to be all things that you need it to do worries me. I find it problematic. And this is what I want to dig into is why do I find this problematic? Is it necessarily problematic for everybody? No, not at all. These are purely my own opinions and observations, but they are based on experience and interactions that I've seen with other people's systems, as well as my own work with systems themselves. But primarily, I want to dig into, should we be using a singular tool that may have all the features that supposedly we will need on a daily basis to maintain all of our information? Or should we be integrating multiple tools together? See, the reason why this comes about is because many applications that are out there in the productivity space are very powerful, they're very complex, and they offer a great deal of features that often overlap with other applications that are already out there. That creates a dilemma. Where do I put things? What should I do with things? So I want to dig into this and take some examples of information that I manage all the time, which I am willing to bet probably matches up with a lot of the information you need to manage, and talk about how you can have a happy medium with this entire process. So let's take a look at this. One of the first things that we need to answer is, should we have one tool or many tools? I'm going to scoop myself over here so I'm out of the way. Well, this idea of one tool or many really comes down to what's the benefit that I'm going to get? One tool, I have a great deal of ease of access. Everything's in the same spot. I don't have to go hunting for it. I don't have to remember what system I put something in. It's all right there. If I have many tools, often I'll have an expanded set of features and functions that I can leverage that aren't built into that single jack-of-all-trades tool. But I have to remember that I have multiple systems. I have multiple tools, and they often have different user experiences. They have different requirements. They have different security capabilities. This all adds to the complexity. So my real objective, especially with this conversation, is to focus on, can I have one tool that provides me the advantages of having many tools? And I think we can get pretty close. I'm pretty comfortable with the system that I use. I'm not saying this is a perfect fit for everybody, but it's something that you might want to consider. So how does this simplify things? Well, remember, your personal productivity system is the center of your information universe. It should be the hub of all your activity. And I think that's what often gets us into trouble, because many of these larger platforms will say, hey, if we're going to be the center of your universe, everything ought to be here. It makes it easier for us to manage it for you and connect the dots. While that's an admirable approach, I don't necessarily think that it completely translates to the most effective system that you can put together for yourself. When you're working on your information center, your personal productivity system, you really need to think about, how am I creating connections between my information rather than moving my information closer to each other? The movement doesn't help the relationships between the information. And that's what we want to really focus on, is creating the relationships between the pieces of information. So when I started to work through this exercise, the first thing, and I tell this to everybody that I do coaching and consulting with, is we have to know what you're working with. What's the lowest common denominator of your information that you need to manage? And for this particular exercise, we're really thinking about where are the common places that this type of information gets stored. Specifically, where are you doing it now? Where would you like to do it? And what is the effort to get from point A to point B? So when we think about things like being able to have all of your information loaded into one spot, which is, again, often that selling point that you'll get around, hey, put everything here, whether it's a tool like Notion, a tool like SharePoint, doesn't really matter. This problem of having a single point of failure can really become an issue, because you are trusting a singular tool to managing not only your notes, but maybe your files, maybe your links, maybe your calendar entries, your email records. And if there isn't a clear path for backup and export, this can really be a problem. It also means that you probably don't have the complete set of features available that you could have in other places. So for example, if we think about something like file storage, you may not have all of the ability to tag and provide descriptions and organize by dates and do searches across all the files that exist within the tool. Or for example, security settings. You don't have that capability because it's too much. That singular tool now is being asked to do too much. So when we think about our storage needs, we want to be able to say, okay, what are the primary things that I need to work with? Well, files I've already mentioned, but I have notes. I take tons and tons of notes, primarily because I can't remember anything for some reason. So I load everything into my notes. I have tasks, which are basically notes with dates that have to be done. But there's also calendar entries, scheduled events that fall into the calendar, and web links to who knows what. Web links could be to to pages, to websites, to videos, to reference materials, to data sets, could be anything. These different types of items all get handled differently, often depending on the tool, much less the system that you've put together. So I'm going to focus on how I'm doing it within Workflowy, which is the primary tool I'm using right now. But I think you'll find that a lot of these will translate to whatever personal productivity tool you're using. These are basic functions that you should be able to do. And if you can, you don't have to worry about centralization, because the centralization is done through connection rather than relocation. So what are some examples of this? Well, if we take, remember again, our primary objective, all items available from one location. And I think starting with probably the most voluminous, aside from notes, of information that I have to maintain are files. PDF files, documents, document images, scanned items, the list goes on and on. For these, I use cloud storage. I use OneDrive. I use Google Drive. I have both. There's various reasons around those. Which is one of the things that adds to the benefit of having this central point of connection. Because in both of those cases, I can create shared links Now, those links may be only usable by me. Depends on the tool, but at their most basic, all I need to be able to do is access that link as a direct connection to that particular file. Now, when I create a note in my system, I'm tracking some activity, I do a follow-up, maybe I receive a receipt or a PDF of an invoice. I put that into the cloud storage system where I know it's backed up, where I know it's tracked, where I know it's searchable. But I take a link from that and I put that into my notes. Now, could I put that actual document into my notes application, in this case Workflowing or Notion or OneNote, whatever? Yes, I could. But I don't have a reason to. I want the benefits of the cloud storage system. I just need a quick way to be able to get to the document. So by creating that link, creating that connection, I wind up with the best of both worlds. Notes, well, this is a pretty easy one because your notes are typically stored within the tool that you're working with. Internal linking of those notes, though, is really helpful. Because if you spend a lot of time trying to create artificial architectures and hierarchies around the information you're capturing, you're creating an inherent complexity that may not benefit you. But leveraging things such as internal links, or in Workflow's case, this concept of mirrors, where you have the same piece of information duplicated in multiple places that are all kept in unison, so that if you make a modification in one, they're all modified. You have something similar in Notion where you have synced blocks. That type of a capability is incredibly useful because you're not actually creating duplicates of something. There's still only a single point of truth, but you have it accessible from where you need it to be. Web pages and web sourced material, that's pretty easy. We've been doing bookmarking and favorites for years. By carrying that just forward into the logical extension of it, taking that URL and putting it into your notes system and connecting to it is a great way to make sure that you know where stuff needs to be without having to replicate it. And most tools out there will have some sort of a browser extension available to them, or multiple ones, that simplify that whole process of capturing information and putting it into your notes tool. I know Evernote has a good one. OneNote has a very good one. Notion has a couple of very good ones. Workflowy has a couple of good ones. So that streamlined process can be exceptionally useful in just getting the information in there without reproducing it. Now, I know with web content, sometimes you actually do want to duplicate it, because we know the web is sometimes fairly ephemeral when it comes to the existence of the content, and if it goes away, you may still want to be able to reference it. That's going to vary depending on the tool and how it handles its capture. But just being able to have that link to that source can usually be enough. Email's an interesting challenge, because if you use a desktop-based email application, something like the ever-popular Outlook, you have a bit of a challenge in getting that information into your system. Unless it's OneNote and there's a plugin right there and you can send it to OneNote, but you're still, anything else, it doesn't really cooperate that well. However, if you're using web-based email systems, such as Outlook on the web or Gmail or any number of them, if it's web-based, the odds are pretty good. Each email, when you're viewing it, will have its own URL. And if it does, you can grab that URL and you can put that in your note system, put that into your information store, and be able to go just through a single click back to your email system, back to that specific email. It becomes incredibly useful to be able to grab that information, copy it, and paste it into your tool with that live link, because now you don't have to worry about, ooh, where was that email? What was the lookup for that? You have that connection rather than relocation. Finally, calendar entries. Now, calendar entries are a bit of an oddball, because there are some tools that want you to actually set up the equivalent of your calendar in the tool, and they give you calendar views and those types of layouts. There are other tools that wants you to connect to your calendar, and they will show your calendar in the tool. And some tools do both of those things. I actually like to reverse the whole process. I will take links from my notes, specifically from my notes tool. I will take a shareable link out of that to a note that is relevant to a calendar entry, and I will go into the calendar entry in my calendar, and I'll paste that link in there. Why do that rather than pulling the calendar into the tool? Well, for me, it's pretty simple. The calendar has a very specific user interface. It has a very specific user experience, and at least for me, it has a very specific job, which is the date and time scheduling of specific items. And if I can use the word specific three more times, I think I actually get a dollar. Beyond that, though, being able to take the note and connect it to the calendar entry means that even after that calendar entry has passed, I still have all the notes and information in my main system. So I'm not trying to make my main system do all the work of all these other tools. I'm just having it do its single job, which in this case, keep my text notes, keep links, and be able to keep them organized and reach out whenever I need to. So this is a kind of thing where when we start to look at different capabilities within their systems, we have to look at, from a simplification standpoint, that a single thing may not necessarily be a simpler thing. I hope this was helpful, or at least made you think a little bit. If it did, let me know down in the comments. Please, as always, like, share, subscribe, all that happy stuff. And I hope you look forward to the next episode, where we're going to dig into some more concepts around simplifying your productivity. I'm probably going to dig more into this idea of how to make your notes simpler and organizing your notes simpler. So until then, good luck and keep being productive.